brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of August, 2010. We have a jam-packed transmission for you today. Decorated war veteran and FBI agent who's retired, Don Adams, will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. Appreciate the producers and crew getting him so quickly. Of course, 2 days ago, he did a detailed TV interview breaking down conclusive proof. Even mainstream news had to say conclusive proof of a government cover-up of the real hit team that murdered John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas, 40-plus years ago. Then an amazing activist and filmmaker of United We Fall, Dan Dix, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And then in the third hour, Manny Badillo and Bob McElvain. Of course, Bob lost his son in the World Trade Center attacks of almost 9 years ago. They've gotten some financing by great patriots. One of them, a retired top professional football player, but I don't know if he wants to go public about that. The point is some great folks funding a national TV ad with substantial money exposing the controlled demolition of Building 7. I was honored when Manny Badillo and Bob McElvain contacted me to want to premiere this today. It starts airing in different markets around the country this weekend, and they'll be spending about 40 minutes with us in the third hour. Dan Dix will be on with us about 40 minutes as well via video link from Canada. In the balance of those hours, I'll be blitzing through news because there is a lot of it. So we've got four guests coming up today, all extremely informative in our quest to awaken and inform the population about the true nature of our planet today. Obviously, huge developments on the economy. We're going to be going over that. Finland is the latest nation to suspend the swine flu shot completely, saying it's linked to Guillain-Barré, to narcolepsy, where you basically just pass out and then wake up when you're driving a car, when you're sitting in a restaurant, when you're watching television. Literally hundreds of different neurological disorders. It just fries the brain, does different things, different people. England, of course, a month ago suspended the flu shots for five and unders because of a tenfold, the government admits, increase in convulsions. I mean, it's so obvious they're having to even back off. More news now coming out 3-plus years into the carnage of the deaths and illnesses caused by Gardasil that supposedly blocks the transmission of the human papillomavirus that is linked to about 3,000 cancer deaths a year, which is substantial, but in the aggregate very small. And clearly, there's a lot more health problems associated in the cost-benefit analysis with this attenuated virus injection with the cervical cancer than what it supposedly treats. And on the insert of the drug, it says it doesn't even protect you from it. So we'll be breaking down the latest developments there ahead of, well, it's already here, but the intensified, ahead of the intensified push for another hoax where they say you must take the H1N1 shot mixed with the seasonal flu shot this year. Also, we're going to get into the incredible developments in Mexico. I'm going to cover this first when we come back from break. You know about the 72 butchered bodies found near the Texas border, murdered by the coyotes. And this, quite frankly, is nothing. I mean, I live in Texas. There's been a cover-up of this for decades. I remember reading Texas Monthly, it's got to be 20-plus years ago, about repeated times they dig up hundreds of bodies of men, women, and children who've been tortured to death many times. And by cover-up, it's been in the Texas News, Dallas Morning News, Texas Monthly, done a good job, San Antonio Express News. But I see these every month or so. There's satanic cults that murder hundreds of people. It's like Dusk Till Dawn or something, but it's not vampires, it's humans. It's insane. And it shows how Mexico is one of the most wicked vortexes of evil on the planet. It makes Zimbabwe look good. And, well, we're going to cover it when we come back and a lot more. Stay with us.
Money. You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live. It's Thursday, 26th day of August, 2010. We've got a retired FBI agent with firsthand intel on the cover-up of the assassination of John F. Kennedy coming up in about 25 minutes. And some other extremely informative guests as well, I'll tell you about later in the hour. The United Nations for 2 years has been investigating Texas and Arizona, saying that we should have completely open borders. But they don't investigate Mexico, that imprisons, extorts, and murders immigrants from Central and South America. Now Obama has hauled Arizona before the UN Human Rights Council. So this is more high treason. Of course, Barack Obama became the first sitting U.S. president, and no president had ever chaired the U.N. Security Council, even a former president. This is just intensifying the treason and violates the 11th Amendment. You cannot sue on behalf of a foreign power or individual or corporation a state or citizen of a state or a citizen of the United States. The federal government cannot do that under the Bill of Rights, the 11th Amendment. So we're going to be discussing that and just the huge mass graves and extermination centers they're finding all over Mexico where they're murdering the mainly non-Mexican immigrants. There's an extreme hatred that the Mexican government and the culture has for anybody outside Mexico. In fact, there's more extreme hatred of Guatemala than there is even for the U.S., because Mexico lost a war with them. That was Mexico as well. And it's just, if they don't have money, women, children, they torture them to death, they kill them. And that's now mainstream news. I'm always telling you about this because I live in Texas. From the time I was a little child, I would see my parents reading the Dallas Morning News where they dug up 18 more bodies. They'd all been sacrificed. The children had had their hearts cut out after being raped. Remember the article earlier this week about the mayor down in a Mexican city that had never really had any crime problems, and his own police came to his house, took him and killed him and dumped him on the road? And the media said he was lucky. They didn't rape him and cut his head off. Well, the raping is part of the Satanism, and I have mainstream news on that. I mean, if you want an actual satanic kingdom where now the most popular made-up saints are the skinny one, and it's just pure devil worship running rampant, I mean, you cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. And now the Southwest is becoming this, and the killing of police is beginning, and the police will probably bow down to it out of fear, and it's over. It's over. You'll be kidnapped. You'll be sacrificed. Your children will, and nothing will be done. You cannot stop the pure evil in Mexico unless you shut the border down. You cannot stop it. It is probably the most evil country on earth. It's what I keep explaining to people. Okay? And it's a cultural fact that it is descending into Hades itself. You've got hardworking, good Christian people down there, but they're being completely just supplanted by some of the older, more devilish things that went on in the culture pre-colonial times. Now, I'm going to put this plug in here briefly because I decided that I'm just going to do everything I can to get as many DVDs out to people, and I'm running specials for 2 weeks. We had one special where you could buy one copy of The Obama Deception, get three free, buy two, get eight free. That elapsed in about 2.5 weeks. We had another special where you get our three latest films, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, buy one, get three free. Well, this is the mother of all specials. We've never had anything close to this, and it's been up since yesterday, and it's already the hottest promo we've ever had. But I know why. We literally make no money on this. Less than $2 a piece. And some of our most informative and hottest titles. You can get Terror Storm, How Weed Won the West About the Phony Drug War, Fabled Enemies, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, and American Dictators, five films for $9.95. Five films. We're running this for 2 weeks. Five films, $9.95, less than $2 a piece. Five of some of our most important documentaries with the shrink wrap, the color cover. These are great to give people and wake them up and to inform yourself to a higher level. They're available at InfoWars.com. You can also, of course, call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And when this special is gone, it is gone. We have one other special we're running while supplies last. They actually need to they're making more at their factory right now. We're going to sell out of these very, very quickly. United We Fall, Three Nations, Two Sides, One Union, a Brian Law film, and, of course, also made with Dan Dix, who's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. And they interviewed everybody in this. They got interviews with CFR people. They got interviews with top globalists. They got interviews with Robert Pastor, the head globalist who wrote the North American Union agreement. This is such a well-produced, informative film about the North American Union and the tyranny. United We Fall. You buy one copy, $19.95. Get a second copy. When you buy a second copy, you get three films free. American Dictators, Fabled Enemies, and How Weed Won the West. And that may not even be for a week, because when these sell out, we'll have to pull it until we get more in. So, Infowars.com. You can also download all of my films in super high quality. You can watch them online at PrisonPlanet.tv, including other films we've been authorized to post, like United We Fall, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, Camp FEMA, and so many other special exclusive reports at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. I want to now get into the situation with Mexico. Mexico has been surveyed and estimated by major banks and brokerage firms to have at least three times the natural resources of the United States, of the lower 48 and Hawaii and Alaska combined. Oil, gold, timber, rich volcanic soil, every other mineral you can imagine. It's got hardworking, good people that live there. But something changed in Mexico. Something allowed it to go from just an oppressed people controlled by a powerful elite that had merged with the major New York banks by the 1970s on record, a vassal of the globalist. Under United Nations treaties and biospheres, they forced much of the indigenous Mayan population and other tribes off of their lands all over Mexico and forced them to Mexico City as a staging ground of the United States. This is on record. And the Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment funded this. They're on record 60 years ago funding liberation theology, going into Mexico, paying for the textbooks with the average sixth grade education, that the United States must be brought down, that it belongs to Mexico, and that Mexico is in the plight it is, not because of the globalists, but because of the American people. So it took the existing nationalism and that Mexico had lost wars and conflicts with us that was just a kernel of anger and distrust, and there had been some discrimination against Hispanics from Mexico, you know, in the history of this country as well, especially after Mexico attacked the United States again. Actually, over a third of those that founded Texas were Hispanic, the father of the Constitution, but then race relations degenerated after that, mainly just over fighting over land. I mean, white people were killing white people for land as well. It was wild, but they particularly ganged up and picked on Hispanics. So that went on. And so all of this anger got generated, and the Ford Foundation and others 60-plus years ago, about the 1940s, so it's almost 70 years ago. Man, time flies. And they went in there and did this. And then in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I've been in Yucatan. I've been in other areas of Mexico with the big signs, UN Biosphere Land for Sale. And they stole the people's property that they'd been on for thousands of years. They didn't have deeds for it. They pushed them off their corn farms. And they, you know, happy, good people. And they sent them up to Mexico City, now 30-plus million people living in hell. They have what they call brown snow every day, which is feces raining down that dries and is blown up into the air. More than half the population lives in cardboard boxes. More than a third of the children are born in Mexico City with a disorder where they have a shriveled, tiny brain. It's only a brain stem. They're just born as totally brain-dead zombies. And it is hell. It is hell. Literal globalist hell, and they create the crisis and offer the solution. Then, as we told you with former DEA agents and others that we had on the show, like Celia Castillo 6 years ago, Los Zetas was trained by the CIA and given anti-drug war funding to consolidate the drug cartel and to kick out the Central and South American and other Mexican drug cartels that weren't controlled by major U.S. banks. Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, was in Reuters. Photos of him. He went and told the head of the FARC in Colombia, you will invest your drug money with us. That's actually legal under U.S. law. It was from outside the country because they write the laws, or we will attack you. He said no. They attacked and assassinated him. So it's a massive drug war consolidation operation. Much of the Afghan war is about that, and they now admit our troops are forced to grow the opium. So you've got tens of millions of displaced people. Mexico's population's gone from 60 million a few decades ago to 100 million in Mexico, set to go to 150 million by 2022. You can pull those numbers up. There's 30-plus million Mexicans that see themselves as Mexicans from Mexico, and we're taught by the Ford Foundation to hate America. They don't even know that. They don't know who funded them. To come into the U.S., be a voting bloc, but also drive down wages, break down society, and cause total collapse so the globalists can come in and reorganize us in the name of security into the North American Union, as the CFR Robert Pastor battle plan shows, and as the declassified, or it was actually they sued to get it, 2006 BAMP Canada North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership documents show. So they say they're going to use Mexico collapsing, all engineered, to fall into the United States. Then their answer will be, just like when the banks bankrupt things, give them more power, give the private banks the power to set up this new North American Union in the name of security with standardized military training and security operations. When we come back, I'm going to break down what's happened in Mexico. It is a 100% failed state descending into hell, the likes of which the planet has never seen. We'll be back and tell you about all the mass graves and mass killing straight ahead.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is the end. I'm going to be talking more about the North American Union and the design collapse of our republic with Dan Dix coming up in the next hour. But as we talk about in the film Fall of the Republic, President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And here it is today. Obama hauls Arizona before the UN Human Rights Council. Not only is the federal government suing Arizona on behalf of foreigners, now he's taking them to the UN. Do you see the UN going after Mexico, where they admittedly take the government itself, takes immigrants from Latin America and other countries that try to get into the U.S. through Mexico and put them in slave camps and run their credit and demand every bit of money they can out of their families overseas? No, that's not being discussed. Are the mass graves they find on a weekly basis? Normally, this doesn't even make the news. Normally, you just see it in regional news, but it doesn't make the national news. And this is part of the North American Union. Here's another report. U.S. Census counted everyone as a citizen. Now, here's Fox News. There's also AP Reuters reporting the exact same thing. We'll put it up on screen for you. Survivor details massacre of 72 migrants by drug cartel in Mexico. And he escaped like a concentration camp victim and got to the local police station, who guaranteed knows that Los Zetas is sanctioned by the Mexican government and the U.S. government, and they're the muscle going after the other cartels that don't launder their money through the central banks. A wounded migrant stumbled into a military checkpoint and led Marines to a gruesome scene. What may be the biggest massacre so far in Mexico's bloody drug war. No, it's not. A room strewn with the bodies of 72 fellow travelers, some piled on top of each other, just 100 miles from the goal, the U.S. border, Texas. The 58 men, 14 women, were killed, the migrant told investigators Wednesday, by the Zetas cartel, a group of former Mexican Army Special Forces known to extort migrants who pass through their territory. That's why you got to shut down the border. You've got hundreds of millions of people from Latin America and Mexico trying to get here who live in hell. And once they get here, the government turns them into an army of anti-gun, big government voters. They go to public schools and are so angry by citizens wearing American flags, the citizens are sent home. They're pulling down American flags at post offices and schools, running up Mexican flags. And then nobody's talking about Mexico, where the people are literally preyed on, including U.S. citizens. Now, used to, if you went to one of the controlled areas for tourists, you wouldn't get kidnapped by the police and extorted. But now you go to Cancun and other areas, the same thing happens that'll happen in central Mexico or northern Mexico. But the travel agents won't tell you that. People send their high school graduates down there to be raped and robbed and killed, and it's happening every day. Mexico is a completely failed state. It goes on to talk about the horrifying example yet of the plight of migrants trying to cross the country where drug cartels are increasingly scouting shelters and highways, hoping to extort or even recruit vulnerable immigrants. It's absolutely terrible, and it demands the condemnation of all our society, it's a government security spokesman of Mexico. Well, it's very simple. If they don't have money, they kill them. They rape the women. They pull up to mayor's offices, grab the mayor, kill them, many cases, rape them, torture them. They attacked the U.S. Embassy and what killed five employees just a month or so ago. They're now killing ranchers on the Texas and Arizona side. They've now got hits out on police. They're killing police. I've interviewed the sheriffs in Texas, many miles over the border. Mexican troops pull up, aim guns at them. The Mexican troops help bring the drugs in. And then Obama is suing Arizona and now sicking the UN, a foreign criminal consortium, on Arizona because Arizona would dare to try to deport illegals? See, they talk about the plight of migrants. Oh, we're not putting enough water stations out in the desert for them. We can't build a fence. Oh, we're going to put 1,200 troops on the border with a couple hundred on shifts at any one time doing nothing. The Border Patrol has announced they're pulling back from the border in Arizona because it's, quote, too dangerous. And then they pull on our heartstrings and say, we've got to merge with Mexico. We've got to accept anybody who wants to come in. We've got to do this. No, we need to stop funding the government of Mexico. We need to demand they totally decriminalize drugs, and it will end all of this violence very, very quickly. But you've got $500 billion a year coming out of Mexico in drugs. You got $500-plus billion in opium coming out of Afghanistan, and the criminal banks that run our nation and run Mexico are the ones controlling it. And if you read deeply into these reports, many of the people they dig up, I mean, there's been hundreds of abductions out of El Paso where they take the women over to the other side and torture them, rape them, sacrifice them. This is lunacy. Insanity has seized control of Mexico, and it's spilling over and taking over the United States.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'll be getting back into the North American Union and how a private consortium of banks is dissolving our sovereignty through treason at the presidential and congressional level as they sign away our authority. Obama is not only suing Arizona, he's now going to the UN, asking them to go after Arizona. That is coming up. But for the rest of this hour and 5 minutes into the next hour, Don Adams, who we talked about in the last 2 days, a decorated Korean War vet, retired FBI agent, who was investigating one of the people he has evidence was involved in the JFK assassination before it even happened, saw a subsequent cover-up. The information he has literally blows the JFK murder and assassination and cover-up sky high, and it integrates with the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt that we broke here on air with his son, the audio and video, and with all of the research I've done in the last 15 years, and, of course, the congressional report in the late 70s, finding 95% chance it was a conspiracy, not just Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. So I'd like Don to go back to his time at the FBI before the JFK assassination and go through the newly released documents that concur the fact that he got his own FBI reports out of the archives, that they've been altered, and just the amazing information, because that's what E. Howard Hunt said. The killing was planned in Miami, and they have the Miami intelligence police interviewing the person who was photographed in Dealey Plaza, the individual that Mr. Adams was tracking, And it fits in with the Secret Service agent that said they were going to try to kill JFK in Chicago, but that got called off because he blew the whistle. Same thing that Hunt is now saying right before he died. I mean, it's incredible information. Then he'll get into the physical evidence as well, the impossibility of the official story. So retired FBI agent Don Adams is here blowing the whistle. He has a lot of courage. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
You've got the floor. The website's adamsjfk.com. You got a book coming out in the next few months. You've also got a DVD breaking this down, but you've got the floor. Go over it, sir.
All right, I will. My investigation started in November, on November the 13th of 1963. I received a telephone call from the agent in charge in the Atlanta FBI office. He told me that they had just received information from the Secret Service of a conspiracy discussion that took place up in Indianapolis, Indiana, at a meeting of a large group of very strong right-wingers. And as a result of it, there was one of the people in a discussion of four people who was an informant for the Miami Intelligence Police Department as well as for the FBI. His name was William Somerset. The principal person that was talking in the group of four was Joseph Adams Miltier. Joseph Adams Miltier and Somerset with the other two fellows, they planned, they discussed about the assassination of President Kennedy when he left Homestead Air Force Base in Miami, Florida, and traveled up Collins Avenue to the Kennedy compound in Palm Beach, Florida. They were going to take a secreted man who was willing to give his life up in a palm tree. And then when the motorcade with the open limousine came by, they were going to go ahead and shoot the president. That person was a sniper in the Second World War. And so they planned on killing him there. If that failed, for whatever reason, they had a backup plan in at the White House, behind Lafayette Park, which is right across the street from the White House, and they had purchased or rented an apartment or an office, and they had purchased a high-powered rifle with a tripod, and they were going to shoot the president when he came out onto the portico of the White House or if he walked the grounds. And that was their backup plan. So all this was discussed, and as a result of it, the Secret Service called RSAC and asked for me to ask for an investigation to be conducted. And the SAC called me and said, "Don, since Miltier lives in Quitman, Georgia, in your territory, I want you to do a full background on him." So I contacted the police chief down there, William Elliott, and Bill and I went to work on Miltier, and we spent about 5 days working full time, gathering as much intelligence as we possibly could on him. Once we acquired all the intelligence that we could get, I then took and prepared a report, a pretty extensive report. I acquired a lot of handout material from him, which he mimeographed, and he handed out every Saturday to all of the people that would take it. And I took a lot of that material from him, and there was an awful lot of bitterness and indications, not direct threats, but implied threats against the president and Bobby and them. So I took all that material and I put it all together and then hand carried my report. I wrote my report and I hand carried it up to Atlanta, gave it to the boss. He and then turned it over to the Secret Service, and we were through with it. That was our total investigation. I finished probably around the 18th or 19th. I can't give you an exact date, but around then. And then, of course, on November 22nd at 1:30 in the afternoon, my partner and I were riding in the car, and an announcement came out and said that the president had been shot in Dallas. And then there was a radio code for code 36 for us to go to the Thomasville, Georgia Highway Patrol post, and that they had a message for me. So I went there, identified myself, and he then said to me, the sergeant behind the desk, that we were to go to the Department of Agriculture. They have a teletype they want me to read. So we took off, went to the Department of Agriculture, and once we got inside and looked at the teletype read, "The president is dead. Call your special agent in charge in Atlanta immediately." So then I was shocked and devastated because here it is so close to what I was doing. And now they're talking about to call the boss and that. So I called my boss and he says, "Find Miltier wherever he is and hold him for the Secret Service." And I'm devastated because I'm thinking I must have screwed up somehow or made a mess of something or something happened because of the close proximity and time. I went out and I started looking for Miltier, hunting him through all of his haunts and wherever he was. And I went from November 22nd till November the 27th and located him on the 27th. The first indication that I had that there was something going wrong was that my agent in charge told me that when you interview Miltier, you can only ask these five questions and nothing more. And I queried my boss, and I said, "Boss, wait a minute. We're passing up a very important opportunity here to find out who he associated with, where he went, who he met in his travels, and everything else, and maybe I can get a lot of information from him." He said, "I only want you to ask these five questions and nothing more." So I did. I mean, when we interviewed him, I took the statements on those five questions. He denied any involvement in the assassination, and one of them was concerning Martin Luther King. If there was any threats on him, and he denied any of that information. And as a result of it, I called my boss, and the boss said, "Go ahead and release him since he didn't give you anything of a positive nature in that, and the Secret Service will contact you if they decide they want him located and they want to talk to him." And that's the last I heard of him, and I forgot all about it. And then 7 months later, I was transferred to Dallas, Texas. When I got to Dallas, Texas, the first thing that my boss said to me was, "I want you to look at the Zapruder film." I went in and looked at the Zapruder film, and when I looked at the Zapruder film, I saw the president take his hands and go up towards his throat with his hands, and I made a comment with two senior agents sitting there with me, and I said, "Hell, he didn't get shot from the back, he got shot from the front." And I was cautioned by one of the agents and said, "Don, the Warren Commission's already in here working to get this thing established in that, and I would kind of hold your comments to yourself." I left there a couple of days later with two other senior agents and went to the book depository. When I got to the book depository, I looked out the window and looked down on Elm Street, and there was a tree in full foliage. And I asked the two agents, I said, "Was that tree bare at the time when the assassination took place?" I said, "No, the timing is such, it's not like you have back at home in Ohio. The leaves were still on there in November, and they're still on in June."
Yeah, live oaks drop their leaves in the summer.
Yes, okay, which they did do. So as a result of it, I made a comment, and I said, "There's no way in the world, if the foliage is all up there, there's no way in the world that this individual, Oswald, or no, he wasn't named at that time, but whoever the individual was that did the shooting in that, his name was already identified 6 months later. But anyway, this individual could not have possibly made those shots, three shots in 7.5 seconds. And again, I was cautioned and said, "Be careful of what you say." So then that was my completion as far as I covered a couple of leads on the assassination when I worked in Dallas. And then subsequently, I made my transfers and stuff, went back to Ohio, and forgot all about Miltier. In November of 1992, at Christmas time, we had a get-together at a house there, and one of the fellows that was there, it was the son of a friend of mine, he said, "Mr. Adams, I understand that you're involved in the assassination investigation, and I'm a buff for that. Could you talk with me about it?" I did, told him the whole story I just told you, and he said, "Fine, thank you very much." And then he said, "I'm reading a book in my home in Houston. When I finish it, I'll send it to you." So about a month later, I received a package from him, and inside was the book. I opened up the book, and the name of the book was High Treason, and it was written by Robert Groden and William Livingston. And when I opened up that, there was a paste of notes on the inside cover, and it said, "To Don Adams, Joseph A. is mentioned in the details or in the appendix. Good reading, Larry. So then when I opened it up and went to the index, I was thinking to myself, hell, there's a lot of Joseph A's, and I never used his last name when I talked to the group at Larry's house. So I figured, you know, he's just got somebody else. But when I went to the index, it had Joseph Adams Notaire in the index. I immediately went to the appendix. The appendix in there talked in terms of a tape-recorded conversation. And I want all your listeners to understand this. On November the 9th of 1963, 2 weeks approximately, 2 weeks before the assassination, Joseph Adams Miltier, in a tape-recorded conversation that was done by the Miami Intelligence Police Unit, they placed a recorder in Somerset's apartment, and he was their informant. And they tape recorded the conversation. And in that conversation, Miltier said that we're going to kill him from an office building with a high-powered rifle. And then Somerset said to him, are you sure that you... He said, oh, yes. He said, I'm sure it's in the works.
Let me stop you right there for just a second. We're speaking with FBI agent Don Adams. This is amazing information. And in a moment, we're going to play a clip from the audio tape made by the Intelligence Bureau there in Miami, Florida. In fact, let's go ahead now and play a clip of this tape. So, because separately, you've got FBI agent Don Adams in Georgia investigating this guy before it happens. Then he learns this guy's shooting his mouth off so much and hanging out with these Gribs in Miami that we now know were planning it, headed up, of course, by famous CIA black op commander E. Howard Hunt, who ran assassinations worldwide, deathbed confession, talking about how it was planned in Miami. Here he is in Florida, Joseph Adams Miltier, saying to the police undercover, yeah, we're going to kill him in Dallas, and we're going to kill him with a rifle. And then later, the cops go back and get another interview, and he's saying, see, I told you we were going to kill him. You think I was playing games, boy? Let's go ahead and play that audio. Here it is.
But the most startling discovery was a tape recording captured by Miami intelligence officers November 9th, 1963, just weeks before Dallas. Miltier is talking to the informant, William Somerset. The FBI headquarters and Secret Service both had that tape within days.
It should have stopped the president from traveling instantly.
But they didn't.
And he says he was jubilant.
Bragging to Somerset, you thought I was kidding when I said he would be killed from a window with a high-powered rifle. Despite all of that, Miltier was never even mentioned in the Warren Commission report.
When Hoover set up the propaganda in the FBI, don't embarrass the FBI. That was his rules. And you didn't. So they ordered everything put into the archives and to be forgotten about it.
But Don can't forget and hopes something is done before the truth is buried forever.
I mean, when we die off, when we're gone, there's not going to be anybody who's going to sit here and tell you these things.
All right, going back now to retired FBI agent Don Adams, that must have hit you like a thunderbolt when all this came out, that other police agencies, you know, had the guy talking about how they were going to kill him in Dallas and then bragging after the fact, I told you we were going to kill him. I mean, this is open and shut, isn't it?
Yes, it devastated me to have that type of positive information on a tape recording by the two people that we were dealing with as far as that time element is concerned. And then for him to make that positive statement, he should have been stopped. The president's travel should have been stopped immediately, and he should have not gone to Dallas.
Well, Don, the real issue here is, and of course you've researched this, you know about it, the black Secret Service agent that knew that was coming in Chicago, so they moved it from Chicago to Dallas. And, of course, he said that decades ago, and then documents did come out. And then there's a deathbed confession by E. Howard Hunt, the famous black op head of state assassin squad leader. It says, yeah, we were in Miami for the big event, and LBJ was, you know, running the big event, and I was there kind of on the sideline, and then we were going to be doing it in Chicago, but then it got moved to Dallas. I mean, we've just got it all right there.
Yeah, It's amazing. I heard about Hunt's statements and that. I've never listened to it personally, but when you start tying all the knots together and that, you're going to come up with an answer. And all this information that they had at their hands, I got none of it. I knew nothing about the ninth tape recording. I knew nothing that Milcher had been interviewed by my partner a year before in 1982 on a civil rights investigation. My partner said nothing to me about it at all. And William Elliott worked with my partner a year before that in 82, and he said nothing to me, and we worked together extensively every day doing the workup on Milcher. Now, why in the hell was this stuff kept from me? When I go back in 93, back to 93 when all this stuff started and that, I was devastated. I was totally...
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
I spent a lot of time with this guy, and then when I finally took him into custody and took him back for interview and everything on the 27th, there was a lot of time together, and I know him 100%. And when I saw that photograph, it hit me like you said, like a stack of bricks hit me, and it blew my mind. I couldn't believe it that here he is, because I couldn't locate him, and then I found out afterwards that on the same morning on November the 22nd at 10 o'clock in the morning, before he was photographed there on Houston Street, he made a telephone call to Somerset in Miami and told him, "I'm in Jackrabbit Country. Your friend is coming here, and you're not going to see him again." And then when I said, or you mentioned later on, that that Noirtier was jubilant over. He was. When he met with Somerset the following day after the assassination at the Jacksonville, Florida railroad station, he told him, he said, I told you I wasn't kidding. You thought I was kidding in that, but it was taken care of, just like I said it would be. So here is this guy very heavily involved, and they take everything away from him and bury him into the archives and concentrate everything on Oswald, and Oswald never even fired a shot.
Well, another incredible issue is the police, both local and federal, were doing their job. You were on him. You've got the Florida police are on him. He's getting off the train from Texas, obviously, and he's saying, I told you. They got him 2 weeks before saying, we're going to kill him with a high-powered rifle out of a building, in Dallas. And then he gets back, and, the undercover's there recording him, and he's like, I told you, boy. I mean, this is open and shut. Now you talk about Joseph Adams Miltier being a World War II sniper, being a really violent...
No, he wasn't. One of the four was.
One of the four.
Yeah, see, the meeting that took place in Indianapolis and that, Miltier was really the spokesman, and Somerset was the informant, and then one of the other two persons was a sniper in the Second World War. And he said that he was willing to go up into the tree and give his life in that to take Kennedy out.
Amazing. So who was Joseph Adams Miltier? Because the news reported he was a really violent guy.
Well, it said in a report in that book in High Treason, said he was one of the most violent men in the country. Here's another thing about it. My partner, who had investigated him a year before, said nothing to me about him ever being armed. And one of the most stringent rules that we have in the FBI is if you develop any information where there's a possibility of an agent getting harmed or hurt or killed, it's mandatory that you immediately put a caution out on the man and underline it in every single communication that you put out. And I knew nothing about him being armed. After I left, then he wrote a report in January of 64, and in that report, under the synopsis he put in there, that Miltier should be considered armed and dangerous because he has a .38 weapon with him. And I knew nothing about that. So here's my partner did everything he could against every proper bureau rule to protect me and the chief and everybody else, and they got rid of every bit of that information and gave none of it to me.
Whatever happened to Miltier?
Miltier had an explosion of a gas stove in his house, and said, and the early reports were that he got killed because of that. But then I read subsequent reports after that which said that he was burnt just slightly from the explosion of the gas, the stove, and that he was fine after that. He had been released by the hospital. They said there was nothing wrong with him other than having the minor burns and had to be treated, and he was fine. And then I'm not sure about this, but I believe it was like 74 that he finally passed away then.
Amazing. We're going to come back and do a few more minutes with you.
Okay.
Because you also, in some of the news reports I've seen, sir, you talk about how you finally got your original reports back out of the archives and they've been altered. So that's even more evidence that there's a cover-up going on. We'll talk about it all coming up after this quick break.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.